streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Thursday, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Uncle Colin bet the Hawks last night and the Mavs and was this close to betting the Jazz. I couldn't tell you the last time I went 3-0 on bets. So lunch on me today. Uncle Colin is, I got cash pouring out of my pockets this morning.
Well, I owe you a sub.
Yeah. What bet did I beat you on?
Tebow? Tebow. They'd start talking about.
And Nick Wright bet me on the Hawks.
So he did. You guys did do a separate bet. Interesting.
Well, he said it on the air, so I count that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So Atlanta rolled. I don't know how far they'll go against the Sixers, but it was a fun night. I got home last night. My house is being rehabbed. It's a disaster. I've had the refrigerator in the dining room for now a month and a half. I'm over it. So last night I got a little sushi and sat for 4 hours and watched NBA basketball, Joy. And we're getting very close.
Very close.
To kabloom time for the Clippers. So they lost their third straight playoff home game. Yet they've won all their playoff road games. That doesn't make any sense. It's Kawhi's team. Kawhi's teams don't make any sense. Shocker, they were awful late in the game last night. Listen, both L.A. teams have a hole. It's going to be a very sad weekend in L.A. The Lakers' hole is health. Some of that is random. The Clippers' hole is chemistry. But I kind of think, you know, this is the way it is. If AD is going to be your guy, you're just going to be Heartbreak Hotel. And if Kawhi is your guy, you're not very verbal. Statistically, the Clippers are the only really good team in the NBA that is atrocious late in games. And they were atrocious last night. Rondo's yelling at Kawhi. Kawhi's airballing it. They were just a mess. You become your star in the NBA. It's the smallest roster of any professional sport. Soccer rosters are bigger. Hockey rosters, baseball rosters, football rosters. It's a very small roster. So the star, whether it's on the plane, meeting rooms, or on the floor, the star dictates the temperature of the room. You become your star. Magic Johnson's teams were fun and joyful. Steph's teams are clever and offensive-minded. Michael Jordan's teams were relentless. Tim Duncan's teams were quiet, methodical. Bird's teams were blue-collar, tough. You become your star. It's a tiny, tiny locker room. 13 guys, 7 really play. You become your star. Well, we have discovered with Kawhi, San Antonio and Toronto, he wasn't the foundation. He was the assassin that walks in and hits the shot. We've discovered when he's the foundation, your team is weird. The Clippers are an enigma. Kawhi is. He doesn't communicate. Is he playing tonight or is he resting? Is he guarding Luka or not? Who knows? He doesn't talk. He doesn't have press conferences. You have no idea. Last night in key situations in the third and fourth, he's on the bench, not talking. I'm watching him during timeouts. He's not talking. LeBron, Magic, he doesn't talk. You don't know. They've become Kawhi. They win all the road games. They lose all their home playoff games. What? That makes no sense. It also makes no sense that last year the Clippers go into the bubble with the deepest roster and literally fall apart. We're sitting here going, what? They go like 10 deep. It makes no sense this year. All this talent. They are the worst clutch team in the NBA statistically that's in the playoffs. In clutch time games this year in the playoffs. Look at this. They shoot 18% from the floor. They're 0-3 and minus 22. This is for one of the top five teams in the league. That makes no sense. So it's one of these things where I think when it's hard to, the Clippers to me are hard to explain. They can't win at home. They win on the road. Why are they terrible late? Why last year was the chemistry so bad? Doc Rivers teams always have great chemistry. Doc Rivers finally had a team. I mean, Blake Griffin and Chris Paul couldn't stand each other. They still had pretty good chemistry. We found that DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul couldn't stand each other. We never talked to them about chemistry. So I think if the foundation of your house is Kawhi, it's a haunted house. You can live in a haunted house. I mean, unless it's Amityville Horror. You can live in a haunted house. But there's just, I don't think you're ever going to quite feel with the Clippers that you have all the answers. In the last 2 years since Kawhi's gotten there, they are a riddle wrapped in an enigma. There's no reason they're that bad late in games. There's no reason the chemistry was terrible. There's even Kawhi's injury in San Antonio was shrouded in mystery. Suddenly, the one player in Popovich's entire coaching career that wouldn't listen to the doctors. Remember, Kawhi went to Toronto. They were going to give him like a penthouse suite. He didn't talk much. I mean, he was kind of a loner. He's a great player. But you become your star. It's the smallest roster in American professional sports, and I can't get my arms around the Clippers. I just don't trust them. They don't talk much. Rondo, Paul George, Montrez, they shipped him out. Kawhi Leonard, new coach, still same old issues. Let's talk Luka, though. Luka is remarkable. Luka was playing professional basketball in Europe at 14. Now, I just want you to think about that for a second. Let that bake. At 14, I was just moving out of playing with Legos. I had just graduated post-Legos. I still watch cartoons. Luka is now 22. Luka and LeBron James are the best 22-year-old basketball players in my life. Luka came into the NBA and averaged 21 points a game at 19. Just think about that. Now, he's not a very good defensive player. But he's the best offensive player in my life I have ever seen at 22. LeBron is the best athlete I've ever seen in my life. At 22, he led his team to a final. 6'9", 250. He used to chase people down, block the ball off the backboard. He stopped doing it about 6-7 years ago. Now, Magic was close, but Magic wasn't a great scorer at 22, 18 a game. And plus, Magic inherited Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's not fair. So let's just take Magic out. When you inherit Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that is not fair. It's Luka's team. It was LeBron's team. The pressure every night for you to score, to defend, to make the play. But here's the key on this, and it's fascinating. Cleveland could never, ever get LeBron a Pippen, a Robin, a two. And Mark Cuban could never get Dirk a two. Steve Nash was great once he left. Portland's never, 7-8 years, been able to get Dame a two. And I think it's harder than ever to get it to. Because it used to be if you got a college kid, he was had been in college for 3 or 4 years, you had so much tape on him, you knew, you had so many scouts that had surrounded him, you knew if he was temperamental, you knew his game. When you give an NBA scout 4 years of tape, you better not whiff. Now guys get like, if they get any college tape, it's 30 games and maybe 8 where there was an NBA player other than the guy you're drafting on the floor. Some of these guys are out of high school or they go to the G League. It is hard. I mean, Michael Jordan didn't get Scottie Pippen for like 4 or 5 years. And by the way, they got lucky to get Pippen. It was a trade with Seattle with Olden Polonese. And that was in an era, I think it was easier to get a two. You were looking at 3 and 4 years of college tape. You kind of knew what a guy could do and what a guy couldn't do after 100 college games. Now you get 30, and back then there were all sorts of NBA guys in college. So if you watch Michael Jordan's tape, he would guard NBA players. He was defended by NBA players. Now you watch, you know, Jalen Suggs for Gonzaga. He didn't face an NBA guy until like the last two games of his college career, maybe like a UCLA or a Baylor. So I just think it's harder than ever. And Mark Cuban's a really smart guy, but Porzingis is not it. You can't trust him physically. He's a 3, not a 2. And Mark's really smart. He's a business guy. But think about all those great Dallas teams. They could never, in an easier era, find Dirk a 2. Portland's got smart people running the organization. They can't find Dame a 2. And, you know, I look around right now with Luka. When you get a Luka, you basically are getting Josh Allen and Mahomes. You are going to be excellent for 12 years. But the difference is in the NFL draft, good God, there are Pro Bowlers in the 4th round, in the 5th round. Tom Brady in the 6th round. Half the league is undrafted. Doesn't work that way with the NBA draft. You are out of players by about the 14th pick. You are, I mean, the number of guys who have been stars in the 2nd round is tiny. Manu Ginobili, Draymond Green, it's pretty tiny. Jokic, obviously, there's some. So I'm fascinated to watch. Cleveland could never find LeBron a 2. Portland hasn't done it. Mark couldn't do it with Dirk. This kid's Mahomes. This kid's Josh Allen. Can they find him a 2 in an era where I think it is, maybe you have to go buy a 2. They tried to do that with Porzingis, but he's a 3. So they overpaid to get Porzingis. He's not a 2. If he's your 2, you're not winning championships. If he's your 3, you can win them. Really interested. But he is Luka and LeBron. I've never seen 22-year-olds that good. Never. Now, 4th quarter, he's a little tentative. I don't think he trusts himself at the free throw line late in games. A little tentative late. It's okay. I mean, LeBron... First, at 22 years old, LeBron was still figuring out defense in the... LeBron could block shots, but he wasn't the same player defensively.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. The Lakers season can be summed up like this. Tonight, the Suns win if Anthony Davis doesn't play. Or the Suns win if Anthony Davis plays, but is really, really limited. Or the Lakers win, in my opinion, tonight, if Anthony Davis plays 38 to 40 minutes and is just relentless and unbelievable. Good luck. He's got a groin strain. I think the Lakers season ends tonight. Anthony Davis talks about his injury and playing tonight and going forward.
Hopefully, you know, all the rehab and treatment that I'm doing, you know, pays off. And, you know, the doctors clear me to go tomorrow. You know, that's what we want. So, you know, like I said, getting more treatment tonight, tomorrow, and kind of talk to the doctors before a game, before and after I shoot. And hopefully everything comes back good where they clear me. So that's what we were hoping for.
He was grimacing in warmups a couple of days ago. Listen, I didn't mention LeBron's name in the three outcomes tonight because this team, LeBron's averaging 22 points in the playoffs, okay? This team has won two games, the Lakers, and both times Anthony Davis has been a monster. That's how they win tonight. The Lakers have become the Sixers. If the big fella's healthy, you like their chances. Listen, what we have in the NBA right now, and I'm not sure the reasons why, there are point guards everywhere. Some teams have two, Chris Paul, Booker. I mean, it is Derrick Rose is 32 with 48-year-old knees. He's productive. Ja Morant, Dame, Steph, Donovan Mitchell, Luka, Trae Young, Chris Paul, Booker. There are guards everywhere on the planet. Next year, there's more good ones in the draft. There are guards everywhere and wings everywhere. There are about four great bigs on the planet. Giannis, Embiid, AD Jokic. That's about it. And by the way, AD doesn't even like playing center. He'd rather play four. So you get into a situation. I thought Philadelphia should have moved off Embiid 2 years ago because we have a clear pattern. When bigs get hurt early, they get hurt a lot. It doesn't get better with big bodies. You would think in football, because they tackle each other, that there'd be a lot of injuries. But football players, by and large, are 6'4 or under. I'm 6'2. I think I'm taller than the average American, but I don't have a unique body type. You're talking about a league where players are 7 feet tall, and Porzingis is 7'4, whatever. It's a different league. KD, 7 feet. Jokic. These guys get hurt a lot. These are unique body types, and we ask a lot of basketball players. They play on a hard surface, they crash to it, and play 82 games, this year 72, condensed schedule, and then go 25 games in the playoff. And shocker that baseball pitchers, who we asked to throw 100 miles an hour, just you're not supposed to throw anything that hard, and basketball players get hurt more than football players do because of the body sizes and what we ask them to do. So I look at the Lakers and the Sixers, and I feel the exact same way. If the big fella's healthy, probably going to win. But you end up, it's a walk on thin ice. You can never be overconfident. You can never feel great. I'm not trying to blame anybody, but this is the reality of what the Sixers and the Lakers have become. You have this rare, unique body type on the planet. When they're good, they're unstoppable. I mean, unstoppable. But my guess is tonight, AD plays, tries to play, season on the line, is not terribly effective. I'll never predict he's going to get hurt, but I would say he'll be limited. There'll be some pain. The Suns win the game. The Suns win the series and move on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop.
Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Aaron Rodgers is showing, for the first time in his career, a real stomach for being disliked. He likes to be liked. He and KD, what they call rabbit ears, they can get a little defensive with criticism. We've seen it with both. Aaron now has gotten empowered. Well, he's dating a Hollywood celebrity. Well, he's been doing that for years. Well, he's making a lot of money now. He's been doing that for years. Well, he just got to the NFC Championship. Well, he's been doing that for years. What's changed? What's changed is the Packers drafted Jordan Love, his heir apparent, and Aaron has watched him and knows football and knows what he sees. Aaron's got no real replacement. So yesterday, Packers, no more 7-on-7. This was 11-on-11. Jordan Love was sacked twice, threw a pick, and on seven consecutive snaps, threw it to running backs, checked down six times. Matt LaFleur, once again, with word salad.
Today was the first time that we've had a competitive period that wasn't 7-on-7. So I think there was definitely some learning for everybody on the offensive side. It was a little bit of a rough day for the offense, but you know, typically this time of the year, I think that's pretty normal. You know, just in terms of the defense is typically ahead of your offense. And so, you know, we'll take a look at the tape and, but I think he's really attacking it the right way.
Whatever. Can I be concerned? Jordan Love had 31 college starts, 31. In a generation of 7-on-7 leagues, quarterback camps, personal quarterback coaches, passing camps, year two, struggling at practice. Seven consecutive snaps, check down six times to running backs. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, had no OTAs, had no preseason. And I could certainly argue less talented coaches or offensive lines. And those were bad old lines. They threw for 300-plus yards multiple times. In fact, last year I went and looked up quotes from some quarterbacks. First time you saw them at camp. This is what they said about Joe Burrow. First scrimmage. He had his first scrimmage the other day. Nearly flawless in his execution. Sounds like the arm strength better than anticipated. Big things for Joe Burrow, who will be a day one starter, and was really good behind a bad O-line. This is what they said about, you want to do Justin Herbert. First practices. Quote, you know, we talked about it when we drafted him as athletic ability, rare for his size, but to see it in person, The type of throws he's been making in practice, very impressive. Heck of a job staying in the pocket when the pressure's coming. Hasn't flinched. By the way, Herbert had the highest passer rating in the NFL last year of all quarterbacks under pressure. They saw it initially in practice. Doesn't flinch. Deshaun Watson, he's pretty good. Bill O'Brien, this is what Bill O'Brien said. First practices, first scrimmage. Once we got to OTAs, he was able to operate the line of scrimmage right away. Operate in the huddle right away. That stood out to me right away. You know what he was right away? Good. Okay. Like, I just don't think, I mean, this kid's got 31 college starts. He'd been around the operation, the playbook, for well over a year. And he is 11 on 11, struggling. Against the Packer defense, he sees it in practice. He, like, who knows who can play and who can't.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
The future of both Duke and North Carolina. I mean, you can certainly make an argument last 20 years, last 30, those are the two best college basketball programs in America.
Of course.
And then the coaches both are stepping down, one recently and one next year. Will they both thrive going forward? Or who will thrive more? And I felt I needed to give an opinion on this.
Of course. That's what we do.
So if you love college basketball, you can't really take the emotion out of it. But I'm going to describe Duke, the university. Not the basketball program. Just I'm going to describe what Duke is. These words or terms. Private, exclusive, small, elite academically, tiny arena. And ask yourself, does that sound like a college football or basketball power? No, that's not how we describe Ohio State football, Alabama football. Private, small, exclusive, elite academically, tiny arena. Now let me describe North Carolina. State school, public, massive revenue producing arena. Good school, little less intense academically. Michael Jordan connection. Now take out the Michael Jordan thing. I just described Ohio State football, Alabama football, Florida sports. State school, public, huge revenue producing. Good school, little less intense. Not private, not. Duke has been around since 1905, the basketball program. Coach K has half their wins. Duke is not built to be as great as they are. They just got a once-in-a-lifetime basketball genius. North Carolina has won titles with three different basketball coaches. They're the big state school. They're public. Massive revenue. So my takeaway is, replacing Dean Smith or Roy Williams is hard. Replacing Mike Krzyzewski is impossible. Nobody has ever replaced John Wooden at UCLA. Nobody will ever replace Nick Saban at Alabama. You'll have a good coach. You'll never get Saban. That is a once-in-a-lifetime coach. By the way, Dean Smith and Roy Williams are great. I'm not knocking it. But Roy Williams, if tomorrow Bill Self wanted to leave Kansas, you'd have a replacement. You'd be fine. I mean, I think Hubert Davis will win a bunch of games. You can replicate mostly Roy Williams. Not a lot of them. Maybe six or seven. There is no Mike Krzyzewski. If you knew his life story, his hardscrabble life, what he grew up with, his determination, his intellect, there are no Mike Krzyzewskis. There are no more Nick Sabans. You're not going to get a Bill Belichick whose mother spoke seven languages and whose dad wrote the book on scouting. They'll never be a Belichick. They'll be good coaches. They'll never be a Belichick. There are no more Tiger Woods. There's not. Like, there are once in a generation. So I think Carolina will remain a basketball power. I think Duke could win a bunch of games. But if you think you can just move a Dukie guy in, it doesn't work that way. Carolina has won a bunch of football games and a bunch of bowl games with a lot of football coaches. And they've won basketball titles with three different coaches. And my guess with Hubert Davis, eventually they'll win a fourth. But, you know, we don't appreciate greatness quite as much as we should. A lot of people in golf complained about Tiger. That's all the networks show.
The documentary about Tiger is more interesting than any current golfer not named Phil Mickelson. The documentary about Michael Jordan is more interesting than all but about three NBA players. The documentary, like, there is no other Coach K. The market doesn't have him. And I say that with respect to a dozen great coaches in college basketball. But there are, you know, the Halley's Comet. It just comes around very rarely.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Doug Flutie was available to go to the NFL when you had to be 6'4 to be a quarterback. Those were the rules. Doug Flutie goes to Canadian football and is arguably the most dominant player in the history of the league. Six-time MVP, most outstanding player. They won three Grey Cups. In college, he won the Heisman Trophy at Boston College. Now, let's just say this. Nobody wins the Heisman at Boston College. That's not the way it works. You're at Notre Dame. He did. Goes to the USFL. Star. Goes to the NFL. Go look up his numbers. Doug Flutie could flat play. He's a Pro Bowler, Comeback Player of the Year. Nobody is as well-traveled from high school to college, Canadian, USFL, NFL. Dude won everywhere. But he had to overcome the, well, Doug's of, you know, he's 5'10", 5'9". Just a different world. Doug Flutie's available today on the market. He's a first-round pick. There's no question about that. He's a first-round pick. And Doug, the former USFL star, USFL's coming back to Fox this time next year, joins us live. Look at that hat. Okay, so take me back. If I'd never seen the USFL, share with my audience what it was like.
USFL came out and was playing in the spring. It was an option to NFL players at the time because there was no leverage in the NFL. So the USFL started stealing a lot of NFL players. It was NFL caliber football. Jim Kelly, Steve Young, myself, Herschel Walker, yep. Kent Hull was our center. Kent was a perennial Pro Bowler as a center with Buffalo. You name it, there was talent. The year after the USFL folded up, 15 USFL players played in the NFL Pro Bowl.
Wow.
It was NFL football. No doubt about it, but the difference was we were playing in the spring. And in the spring, we had our own audience. We had a contract with ABC. We were on national TV. Some of the franchises did extremely well. The problem is it was a small league. So the lower tier teams that don't win don't draw and they lose money.
Right.
The higher tier teams did exceptionally well. We did well. Baltimore, Jacksonville drew. And that's why there are teams in Baltimore and Jacksonville today, because of the success of the USFL back in those cities, putting football back in those cities. And, you know, it was the problem was that the top half of the league had to pull the bottom of the half league along.
Yeah. By the way, I watched the XFL last year, and Doug, I strongly believe, had the pandemic not hit, it would have worked. The ratings were actually, Joy and I talked about it, shockingly good. I've always believed spring football can work, and I also think, in a weird way, I don't know if the USFL at Fox will be like this, but if I was an NFL, I'd kind of like it. It's almost like it's better than college. I could see if Doug Flutie can play, right?
Absolutely. It can be a testing ground for those marginal guys. It can be a testing ground for guys that maybe you drafted them late round and they didn't make your roster, but you're not sure because you didn't have time. All those types of things. The fact that they're playing in the spring, people love football. The bottom line is we all love watching football. And if it's real football in the spring, people watch spring games, Colin. Spring games, it's touch football. It's like the coaches cringe. It's not really a game. They don't even hit each other anymore. And you get 50,000 people in the stands and people watching it on TV. People love football, the exposure in the spring. It could be a feeder ground for the NFL. But the plan would be within 5-6 years to be, you know, competing for players.
You know, what's interesting about this, Doug, there's two reasons why I think the USFL is going to work. Gambling has exploded. It gives us something else to bet on. The second thing is there's more good quarterbacks than ever now because of quarterback camps and 7-on-7. They got to go somewhere. We're seeing 4 and 5 guys. I mean, seriously, Doug, it used to be if you could get, I mean, seriously, one great quarterback in the first round, maybe two. There's the Elway Marino class. Good God, we got 4 and 5 guys now, right? Like, so I just think there's too many good quarterbacks in this world.
not to work in the USFL. Your thoughts on that?
I agree. There's so many talented guys now that they're taking it more seriously early on, and the bigger numbers are coming out. But also the smaller guys that are running these spread offenses are having success. So the variance of offenses has allowed more guys to be successful at the position. So you get the Kyler Murrays at 5'10 out there balling on the NFL field, and you still have your Josh Allens in Buffalo that are 6'4 and slinging it around. You know, it's just amazing that there's a lot more open-mindedness now to how to run an offense, and it's allowed more guys to be successful. So it's opened the door for the athletic quarterback as well.
Let me ask an Aaron Rodgers question. He's all over the news. He's sitting out, blah, 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 and Green Bay's not budging. A lot of the criticism to Green Bay is, could you communicate? Just talk to him. It's not that difficult. And I say that, and I think, you know, Aaron can be sometimes. He's a star. He's a California guy, dates celebrities. Maybe Green Bay doesn't always feel comfortable calling him before drafts. When you were playing in the NFL, was communication ever a problem? Is there a divide between management and player?
I was never in a position to be that guy, to make a demand, to go to the front office and say, we should be drafting here or drafting there, or I want out. I was just fighting for a roster spot. But I've never heard of Tom Brady going to the front office and say, we should be drafting this, drafting that. I just, the communication can be there. I think there is a disconnect. I think, you know, because when the day comes that everyone's expendable at some point. So I don't see too many players. You know, NBA is different because it's such a small number of guys.
Yeah.
The players have a lot more say. Not so much in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and especially now that we have so many good young quarterbacks, you know, I worry because Jordan Love's been there a year, and he's struggling at practice, and I think to myself, God, he played 31 college games. It shouldn't take this long. I mean, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow didn't even have camp last year, and they were great. When would you know, would it concern you that Jordan Love's already been there a year, and he's still not ready to play? I mean, did you see late develop? You were ready to play. You were a star in Canada, star USFL. Does it worry you about that?
A little bit. I think that with all the off-season work that these guys have these days, back in our day, you had a little bit of a mini camp, but you learned the offense in training camp. You learned. Now they have all off-season. They're working together, and guys are up to speed right away, and they're ready to play that first season because they have so much time in the off-season, and teams make a commitment to that guy. Now, that being said, you need time on the field. Peyton Manning wasn't a star year one. Right? It takes that playing time on the field, getting used to game situations, running your offense, calling the shots on the field till you work into that role. That's why back in our day, you sat the bench for a few years before even getting the opportunity. But they can see a lot of things in Jordan Love during the offseason. And obviously, they're not sold on the fact that he is the next franchise guy.
By the way, Reggie White, I was just thinking about it. Reggie White played in the USFL. Yes. 15 guys came from the USFL first year, made the Pro Bowl. That tells you the quality of it. By the way, one more USFL question. It's here on Fox starting next spring. You were about, did you run a lot? What were your stats like? You were on a winning team with the Generals, I remember. What were your stats like?
Yeah. My stats were horrible. I swear, I had a dead arm. I had played my college season, took 3 or 4 weeks off, and went right into camp. And then played an 18-game season. And at the end of the year, Reggie White actually broke my collarbone.
Oh, great.
So bring up Reggie White. But we won because Herschel Walker was our tailback, had a 2,000-yard rushing season. I took off and ran a lot and made a bunch of first downs, completed a few balls. Actually, second half of the season, my stats weren't bad. First half, they were horrible. But we got rolling. And then going into the playoffs, I broke my collarbone. And we lose a playoff game 6-3.
Hey, it's great seeing you. I can tell you, I can tell from the hair, you're hanging out at the beach. You look great, Doug. I appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks a lot, Colin. Great talking with you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Very, very lucky. When you look at Mike Krzyzewski's resume, you can't top it. 41 years at Duke, winningest coach in the history of the sport, most wins in the tournament, 12 Final Four appearances, three-time Olympic gold medal. We talked about this yesterday. When you mention great basketball coaches, many people just list NBA guys. And I think Mike and Phil Jackson and Red Auerbach, there's an argument to be made. Just
intellectually, their ability to adapt through eras. It's Mount Rushmore stuff to me. I don't think of Mike as I think of Mike as a basketball savant, and he's not going to admit that. He's going to roll his eyes at me, like Joy often does. But Mike Krzyzewski is kind enough, retiring after next year, join us live now in the herd. So let's start with this. You look fantastic. You have your health. Why retire now?
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that and your comments. I am healthy. My wife's healthy. We're not retiring because of coming off of COVID or the state of college basketball, which is somewhat of a turmoil.
Yeah.
We're retiring because both of us are going to be 75 at the end of next season. And it's time. It's time to do something else. Although in saying that, I'm passionate about coaching this year. And the reason, Colin, we came out and did it now is because it'd be impossible to recruit if you know you're not going to coach next year. So to have a coach in waiting, if there is one available, and there was one, the best, my associate head coach, John Shire, this is good. I call it a succession plan. Being a former military guy, we believe in succession, and with right succession, you have a greater chance for successful continuity. And that's the goal here.
Your military background is substantial, and I do think it's a big part of your success. You did not have the easiest life growing up. You are a fighter, and I think that is huge. What you also do, which I have a great deal of respect for, you adapted. And that is not always the case. You are a great adapter. You didn't love one and dones, and you adapted. You adapted recruiting. Recruiting is always been a handful. A lot of coaches don't adapt. Did you adapt due to fear of failure? Did you adapt because of necessity? Most great coaches don't. You always did. Not to be a psychologist, why were you always so willing to change to succeed?
Well, because of what I learned about leadership and teamwork, and is that you can't keep fitting people into the same environment if that environment is not the one that is out there right now. With culture and everything like that. So you have to adapt and create an environment that's conducive to success. And as a leader, I would adapt to how you communicate with your guys. You never adapt with the values of your organization, you know, your integrity and courage, respect and selfless service, duty, loyalty, trust. They do not know an age. They're ageless. Mm-hmm. But how you communicate and get them across is important. And then so you adapt communication-wise because you keep getting older, and the guys you coach, I'm 50-something years older than the guys I coach. Yeah, but I'm always older. I just kept getting older. They stayed the same age. But the other thing, Colin, is I try to adapt to the people that I'm coaching. In other words, a system of offense and defense might have been good for the team last year.
Right.
To assume that is going to be good for this team is not right. And so really I spend every summer watching the individual workouts of my guys and assessing our talent and trying to get them better. And by the time fall comes around, we have a system that we're trying to teach, and that's incredibly interesting to me.
Yeah,
and I even do that during the year, because especially with young players, a player in October can be a lot different than the player in December, and if he's still in the system of October, you might be putting him in a box where he can do more. So it's kept up my interest. And then I learned that at the highest level when I was coaching the U.S. team, because you really should be incredibly adaptable to that level of talent.
You know, you don't seem like a guy that would live a life of regret. You did turn down the Lakers job. You've had innumerable opportunities at the professional level, and you certainly, to a large degree, conquered college basketball. Is there even a twinkle of, I would have loved to have given that pro game a little bit of a chance?
I think I would have definitely had that in 2007, 2005, I should say. No, seven. I'm losing my years here. Whenever the Laker thing was, 7, I think it was. And but anyway, I was looking at my career like maybe I should do something different. And then actually it was 5. USA Basketball then was offered to me 5 years later. And I not only scratched that itch, I scratched enough where I would never have that itch.
Right.
And but I love the pro game. I loved coaching the pro players. And I think if today I was 57 and had won a few national championships, I think there'd be a better chance that I would be a pro coach in today's college game than at that time.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a player, and I want you to tell me your first impressions when you saw him play. LeBron James.
I only saw him in the pros.
Right.
So, yeah. And wow. You know, and what a guy to develop. And that was just seeing him physically. And then I got to coach him. LeBron and I are very close, and I got to coach him as a younger guy. Then I recognized and starting to coach him, he had tremendous leadership qualities, and he's smart as can be. And he has a great command voice. And, you know, working with him to develop those three aspects of his game, not the ball handling and whatever, was incredibly interesting for me and very fulfilling.
First time you saw Michael Jordan play in high school?
I never saw him play in high school. You know, he was a very low off the target guy. And committed to one of the great coaches of all time, and Dean Smith, and a good, great friend. You know, I saw him play enough in college. he was one of the guys that almost got me fired in my first 3 years.
How about one of my favorite young players? He plays with such joy, Zion Williamson.
Diamond in a rough. He I didn't think he was ever in the shape when I saw him in high school. And then coaching him, Colin, Zion made you happy every day.
Really?
He is such a smart and upbeat, happy kid. He a joy to coach and a great, great teammate. Got an unbelievable sense of humor. You know, he's one of my all-time favorites. He doesn't have injuries now, because he could end up being one of the great all-time players in the NBA.
Yeah, I'll throw one at you, Jay Billis. We both know him. What was your first impression?
Yeah, slow. This will be a lot of fun. Jay's mental ability, where he's smart and could see things quickly in the moment it was happening, never translated to his physical talents of being able to do it. In other words, he was a car that could see openings and speed and could only go to 50. he was on a highway, he was a right lane player. and fooling around about that, though, he is and he was one of my assistants too for a few years while I was going to law school. I love Jay. Mature beyond his years, ultimate team player, and a really good player. You know, he did play pro ball in Europe, probably in this NBA. If he was his age now, he'd be an NBA player.
He could shoot.
He can shoot, and he wouldn't be used. We had to use him inside a lot, but more athletic than you would think, and really smart as hell and very competitive.
Yeah, let's stop talking about him. He's at the other place. You know? Hey, Coach. Absolute pleasure. You made time for us today. You didn't have to. You know how much respect I have for you, Coach, and continued success. I'm very happy for you and your family, and I just want to thank you for joining our show.
Yeah, thank you, Colin. Always a pleasure and an honor to be on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.